Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl, Michaela J. Hey, hi, hello. I'm here to teach you how to manifest your next level looks life. And let's get into another Friday quickie. So this week we're talking about how to always be the whole damn vibe. And this is a mindset that I kind of adopted last year. I had joined a mastermind and I was introducing myself. And one thing my mentor had told me is she was like, Michaela, your only job is to just be the whole damn vibe all the time. Like your job is to literally just be the vibe. Be the vibe for everybody around you. And I'm like, yeah, of course, obviously. And I made that my Instagram bio for a really long time. It's just like, just being the whole damn vibe. And I want to talk about what that means because it's actually extremely important when it comes to the manifestation process and acquiring the life that you desire is this ability to hold that energy all the time. And this is something you're going to get better at over time because it's really about shifting quickly because as much as I hate to say it, we are still semi-human. And so we have human emotions and we have human thoughts come up and we have shadows that cross our minds from time to time. And that's just a part of life. But when you are actively seeking being the whole damn vibe all of the time, your job is to shift that stuff immediately. And we talk about this a lot, right? Like anytime something comes up, I want you to shift it. I want you to move it. I want you to rearrange it. But I'm talking at like a next level. And this is something that I am like relearning in a massive way as I'm like, you know, I'm always going through my own consciousness ascension process. And we've had an episode on the spiritual dimensions and I teach on this in Conscious Creator, but I've really like ascended my consciousness into the ninth dimension. And it exposes you in a bigger way because it's like anything that crosses your mind basically manifests instantaneously. So you really have to be on top of your shit when like a shadow or a doubt or a limit comes up. So when you are seeking out being the whole damn vibe all the time, it really means how quickly can you shift the moments that aren't a vibe, right? And when we come into personal development, looking at our mindset, we have a lot of negative thoughts, a lot of reactive thoughts, and it might take us a while to bounce back from that at first. And the bounce back time is something that I teach on inside of the MM method that's super, super important to this. The bounce back time is like, let's say you are grabbing coffee and you get to your car and you spill the coffee all over yourself and you're just so angry because you just spent $6 on a latte and now you have to go buy another one or you just need to go home and change and not get a coffee at all. How quickly do you bounce back from that? Do you laugh at it and go get another one and be like, oh my God, I just spilled all over my car? Or are you grumpy about it and you're like, oh my God, I just did laundry and now I have to drive back and now my car is all dirty and you spiral? How fast does it take you to get back into alignment? And the faster you get at bouncing back, it's the faster, like quicker, not faster or quicker, but it's like that's you being the whole damn vibe. The faster you can get back into your alignment is the faster things end up manifesting because that's more time that you are spending being the fucking vibe. So one thing I want to challenge you guys to do over the next weekend, you know, because this is a little quickie episode. I feel like there's so many things I could say about this, but just getting to the nitty gritty straight to the point, I want you to focus on shifting your energy instantaneously. When you notice resistance, when you notice something that's annoying or a worry or a doubt or a fear, I want you to look at it the second it comes up for you. And you know, I had this happen to me literally today. I was driving back from the gym and I was like, I had this weird ping of like worry of like, oh, I'm going on a trip next week. When you guys are listening to this, it'll literally be the day that I get back. But I'm like, oh, I'm going on a trip next week. Like, Am I going to be able to balance like seeing friends and balance work and all of the things? And the second I had that thought, I instantly went into rewriting that story. And I'm like, yes, I can handle it. I'm prepping a ton of shit in advance. I have more than enough time to get everything done today. When I am in Nebraska, it's not like we're going to have that much to do. I'll have plenty of time to get work done if need be, and shifted the energy right then and there. I didn't spiral. I didn't entertain it, because what it comes down to, it's like, I think this is a Gala Darling quote, or maybe, I don't know who said this. Somebody said this, but if it doesn't feel good, it's not true. If it doesn't feel good, it's not true. So anything that does not feel good, you get to rewrite it then and there. And one thing I think is very important for me to touch on while we're here and chatting about this is that you need to stop denying your feelings. We are humans. We have denial. We have avoidance. We have all these fucked up patterns, but you really need to stop denying it, because when we're in denial, like let's say you're feeling like in your business, you're going through the month and it's like halfway through the month and you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to hit my income goal, but you deny that and you don't look at that feeling because you don't want it to be true. That's going to be manifesting subconsciously, all because you're not willing to look at it. Like, that's unacceptable when we are holding high standards for our lives. So stop denying your feelings. You know when something comes up for you, and I really want to challenge you to start shifting things immediately. And what comes as a byproduct of this is your manifestations just pile in a lot faster, because you are moving at the speed of light when you're doing things instantaneously, okay? So that's your challenge over the weekend. If you guys want me to talk more on this, we can do a full-blown episode. Don't forget to share on Instagram stories that you are listening, and I will talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.